T stands for temperance. A stands for air. R stands for rest. And T stands for trust in divine power. Now, most people don't know, but in the in the Bible, in Genesis, let's turn to Genesis for a minute. In Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 3, do you know that we could pull all of them laws out of there? Wow. Now, see, most people think Genesis, you know, the creation story is just a story about creation, have no clue that it's teaching us about the laws he made to govern us on health. That's what he's talking about. He didn't just make the sun just to make the sun just to make the sun. He made it to do something for us. How can we prepare our health for disease and pestilence in light of current events? Now, we're hearing a lot about all these diseases happening, right? Tuberculosis is getting out of hand. This thing's getting out of hand. So all of these diseases, as they start to develop, okay, Yahweh has put in place ways that we can be living in accordance with his will. And we're supposed to be what? Protected from them. When we, at the end, in the book of Revelation, he tells us that we will eat of the tree of what? The tree of life. And we are, that the leaves are for what? The healing of the nations. So do you think what about the herbs that are here today? They were healed for the healing of the nations. But instead of us, some people, I mean, we used to have it such that when we had problems, we would go out into the woods and pick sassafras and alfalfa and all of these different things and use them. And what? We didn't need the doctor. Because we had the great doctor. And so now today, we just pop a pill and think it's going to, you know. But you got to remember, every pill has a what? Side effects. So you might be, hey, they say, hey, it'll solve this problem, but it might give you a heart attack. It might run up your blood pressure, and then you might get a stroke. I'm saying, well, why am I taking that for? So we have to go back to what he already designed. See, he already got the plan. The key is we have to what? Follow it or learn it. And we can't follow it if we don't know it. So we have to learn it first. Why are Americans so sick? Because we have not learned. What haven't we learned? What's the purpose for food? What do you think the purpose for food is? To make you happy. They say some people, when they're stressed out, they just go eat. You know, it's to make me happy. Yeah, and you go be big too. If that's all you do, because you're going to be stressed out all your life. Hey, life is a stressful thing. Okay? Why was food created? For nourishment, that's right. And specifically for keeping you alive and keeping you healthy.